When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
What good is sitting alone in the room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down that knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday, yeah. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear that band. Yes, it's time for celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting from prophet of doom. Wipe every smile away, yes. Life is a cabaret, oh chum. So come to the cabaret.
Well, what indeed is good of sitting alone in your room? You could, I suppose, listen to this radio show sitting alone in your room, but wouldn't it be more fun to listen to it with a group of ShowTune fans? Hello, ShowTune fans. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today I will be your MC, welcoming you to one of the great musicals of all time. And that, of course, as you have divined, is Candor and Ebb and Masteroff's Cabaret. Cabaret is a show that seems to have always been around in various shapes and forms, in films, many revivals, each one a little different than the next. So today's tour through Berlin in the Weimar Republic in the days leading up to Hitler's ascent to power, we'll try to do a survey of all the different versions of this amazingly interesting, shocking, provocative, groundbreaking show. Well, it began, as many of you know, a series of short stories by Christopher Isherwood, who was a British novelist who went to Berlin in the 30s and observed through a fairly seedy neighborhood in which he lived the rise of Hitler and the strange alienation of the people of Germany through a young woman named Sally Bowles, who was, I don't know if you'd call her quite a call girl, but she was certainly a woman who went where the money was in terms of boyfriends and things like that, and was a sometime singer at a cabaret called in the books, the Goodbye to Berlin stories, The Lady Windermere. And then John Van Druten turned it into a play after the war in 1951 called I Am a Camera, which took its line from one of Isherwood's sentences, I am a camera passively watching etc., etc. And then that play was turned into a movie, and then by the early 60s, Hal Prince and Kander and Ebb decided to musicalize this. It was clearly meant to be a musical because of its many cabaret songs. So let us go to the opening number, one of the great opening numbers, with Joel Grey as the MC, a character created just for the musical, welcoming the audience to the Kit Kat Club.
Velkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Konferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, au Cabaret, au Cabaret.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Yes, applause from the loyal clientele of the Kit Kat Club in Berlin in the 1930s. The plot of Cabaret invents a lot of things. It makes some, what we say, extrapolations from the real life of Christopher Isherwood. And it takes place in a district called the Nollendorfstrasse. And Isherwood said, "From my window, the deep, solemn, massive street, I could see cellar shops where the lamps burn all day under the shadow of top-heavy balcony facades, dirty plaster frontages embossed with scroll work and heraldic devices." And this slightly sleazy neighborhood of Berlin is where Cliff Bradshaw, our hero, modeled on Isherwood, settles in, and he meets a landlady who's created for the musical. It didn't appear in any other version of the Isherwood stories, named Frau Schneider, and it was played in one of the great coups of musical theater history by Lotte Lenya, the great muse and wife of Kurt Weill, who sang so many of his songs from Berlin. So she brought the real item to the stage, and here is her opening number from Cabaret.
"You say 50 marks, I say 100 marks. A difference of 50 marks, why should that stand in our way? As long as the room's to let, the 50 that I will get is 50 more than I had yesterday. When you're as old as I, is anyone as old as I? What difference does it make? An offer comes, you take. For the sun will arise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I was a girl, my summers were spent by the sea. So what? And I had a maid doing all the housework, not me. So what? Now I scrub up the floors and I wash down the walls and I empty the chamber pot. If it ended that way, then it ended that way. And I shrug and I say, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I had a man, my figure was stumpy and fat. So what? Through all of our years, he was so disappointed in that. So what? Now I have what he missed, and my figure is trim, but he lies in a churchyard plot. If it wasn't to be, that he ever would see the unconsidered me. So what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? So once I was rich, and now all my fortune is gone. So what? And love disappeared, and only the memory lives on. So what? If I've lived through all that, and I've lived through all that, 50 marks doesn't mean a lot. If I like that you're here, and I like that you're here, Happy New Year, my dear, so what? For the sun will rise, and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? It all goes on. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? So what?
The one and only Lotte Lenya. Well, the creators of Cabaret used a fair amount of dramatic license and opened it up, as we say, by setting so many of the musical numbers in the Kit Kat Club Cabaret. And here is the opening number of Fraulein Sally Bowles. It's from the London Cast album, 1968, and here is Judi Dench, the one and only, as Sally Bowles.
Monsieur, ladies and gentlemen, and now the Kit Kat Club is proud to present the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles.
Fräulein thinks I'm living in a convent, a secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So, please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the mater, though my dance is not against the law. You can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night. But don't tell mama what you saw.
Mama, sings a monitor of Europe, pays a couple of my school chums and a lady chaperone. Mama doesn't even have an inkling, says I left them all in Antwerp and I'm touring on my own. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion.
Just leave well enough alone.
Hush up,
I don't tell mama.
Shush up,
I don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I could keep it.
I would never tell on you.
Cut me off without a nickel.
So let's trust one another. Keep this from my mother, though I'm still as pure as mountain snow.
You can tell my uncle here and now, 'cause he's my agent anyhow.
But don't tell mama what you know.
You can tell my grandma, suits me fine. Just yesterday she joined the line. See my mummy. Mum's the word.
Judi Dench, a long line of great Sally Bowles. What a great role. Well, in 1998, the Broadway stage was absolutely riveted by a new revival of Cabaret, which featured Natasha Richardson as Sally Bowles. And we'll listen to the number in which she more or less seduces Cliff Bradshaw, who is, in the 1998 version at any rate, somewhat, shall we say, ambiguously sexual or sexually ambiguous, to become roommates. And then we'll segue into the great Alan Cumming from the same production.
I think people are people. I really do, Cliff, don't you? I don't think people should have to explain anything. For example, if I should paint my fingernails green, oh, and it just so happens I do paint them green, well, if anyone should ask me why, I say, I think it's pretty. I think it's pretty, I reply. So if anyone should ask about you and me, you have two alternatives. You can either say, oh, yes, it's true, we're living in delicious sin, or you can simply tell the truth and say, I met this perfectly marvelous girl in this perfectly wonderful place as I lifted a glass to the start of a marvelous year. Before I knew it, she called on the phone, inviting. Next moment, I was no longer alone, but sat reciting some perfectly beautiful verse in my charming American style. How I dazzled her senses was truly no less than a crime. Now I've this perfectly marvelous girl in my perfectly beautiful room, and we're living together and having a marvelous time.
Sally, I'm afraid this wouldn't work out. You're much too distracting.
Distracting? No, inspiring. She tells me perfectly marvelous tales of her thrillingly scandalous life, which I'll probably use as a chapter or two in my book. And since my stay in Berlin was to force creation, what luck to fall on a fabulous source of stimulation. And perfectly marvelous, too, is her perfect agreement to be just as still as a mouse while I'm giving my novel a whirl. Yes, I've a highly agreeable life in my perfectly beautiful room with my nearly invisible, perfectly marvelous girl.
Sally, I can't afford... Do you have any money?
A few marks. Six?
Oh, God.
Oh, please, Cliff, just for a day or two, please.
I met this truly remarkable girl in this really incredible town, and she skillfully managed to talk her way into my room.
Okay.
I have a terrible feeling I've said a dumb thing. Besides, I've only got one narrow bed.
We'll think of something.
So you see, everyone in Berlin has a perfectly marvelous roommate. Some people have two people.
Billy dilly dee.
Billy dilly dee.
Billy dilly 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 dee.
Billy dilly dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dilly dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dilly dee.
And I'm the only man, yeah.
Billy dilly dee.
I like it.
Billy dilly dee.
They like it.
Billy dilly dee.
This 2-for-1. Billy dilly dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dilly dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dilly dee. Yeah.
Billy Dilly, he likes it.
Billy Dilly, today we like it. Billy Dilly, today this 2-for-1. I do the cooking
and I make the bet.
I go out daily to earn a daily bread, but with one thing in common,
he,
she, and me.
Billy
Dee, Zaki,
Billy
Dee, Zaki,
Billy Dee, Billy Dee.
Switch partners daily to play as we please.
Twosies beats onesies.
But nothing beats threes. I sleep in the middle.
I'm left.
And I'm right. But there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night.
Billy-dee-dee-dee.
Two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee-dee. Two ladies.
Billy-dee-dee-dee. Dilly 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 dilly.
And thank you, Alan Cumming, for appearing not once but twice on Broadway in the great role which you reimagined from even Joel Grey of the MC, the Master of Ceremonies in Cabaret. Alan Cumming is currently playing that in the 2014 revival of Cabaret. Well, one of the things, another one of the many things the creators did, Kander and Ebb, Joe Masteroff, who wrote the book, Hal Prince, the producer-director, did was to add lots of things to the all the many previous iterations of this material. And perhaps most affectingly, as I said, they added this German landlady who now has a German suitor named Herr Schultz. And that starts to be a wonderful way in to look at the increasing anti-Semitism of the burgeoning Third Reich. Anyway, here is Lotte Lenya and Jack Gilford as neighbors, seeming to bridge a pretty wide gulf in cultural relations in Weimar Germany.
If you bought me diamonds, if you bought me pearls, if you bought me roses like some other gents might bring to other girls, it couldn't please me more than the gift I see. A pineapple for me.
If in your emotion you began to sway, went to get some air or grabbed a chair to keep from fainting dead away, it couldn't please me more than to see you cling to the pineapple.
Blow.
Ah, it's from California.
Even so, how am I to thank you?
Kindly let it pass.
Would you like a slice?
That might be nice, but frankly, it would give me gas.
Then we shall leave it here, not to eat, but see.
A pineapple
for me.
From me.
Ah, ah. But you must not bring me any more pineapples to you here. It's not proper. It's a gift a young man might present to his lady love. It makes me blush.
But no one in all Berlin is more deserving. If I could, I would fill your entire room with pineapples.
A pineapple
for you.
From you. I think I must lie down for a few minutes. My head is spinning.
So, good evening, Fräulein.
Good evening, Herr Schultz. I am overwhelmed.
Well, my head is spinning from the ingenuity of Don Walker, the orchestrator of the original cabaret, who put that Hawaiian guitar chord at the end of that, not only to remind us of pineapples, but it was also one of Kurt Weill's favorite instruments, which he used a lot in Threepenny Opera. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're looking at one of the great musicals of, certainly of the 1960s, if not of all time, Cabaret. And you may also know that it was made into a terrific boffo movie in 1972, this time with Bob Fosse taking the reins over from Harold Prince. And he changed a lot of things. He really upped the ante. He added a lot of bisexuality. He cut that subplot, for instance. And one thing that's always interested me is Harold Prince did not want Liza Minnelli to be in the original 1966 version. He thought she was too good a performer to be credible as Sally Bowles. And Kander had loved her. They loved her from the early 60s on, wrote a lot of stuff for her, and thankfully she did the movie. and she did the movie and won an Academy Award. And for the film, Kander and Ebb repurposed a 1964 song they wrote for Liza, which she introduced to the cinematic public in Cabaret. So let's hear that.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well,
green, the Rhine gives its gout to the sea. But somewhere a glory of its unseen tomorrow belongs to me. The babe in his cradle is closing his eyes. Children are waited to see the morning.
That version comes from the 1972 film version of Cabaret, where Sally and, I forget his name, it's not Cliff, but anyway, they go into the countryside and they see these young Nazis, people who are eager to join Hitler's regime or upcoming regime with such enthusiasm, which starts to create a very dark shadow that falls over the world of Cabaret as we close out the putative first act. This is Larry Maslon. We're looking at Cabaret by the great John Kander and Fred Ebb score. And Fred Ebb, not a great performer, I suppose, but took to singing songs from Cabaret on two separate occasions. Here he sings with Judi Dench, somewhat older, since 1968, on a studio recording where they perform the roles of Herr Schultz and Frau Schneider together. Kind of interesting. And then we'll hear Fred Ebb sing a song that was cut from the original production of Cabaret, but reinstated in the revival in 1998. So take it away, Mr. Ebb.
How the world can change, it can change like that, due to one little word, married. See a palace rise from a two-room flat, due to one little word, married. And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful married me.
The world can change, it can change like that, due to one little word,
married.
See a palace rise from a two-room flat, due to one little word,
married.
And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be.
For you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful.
Somebody wonderful.
Stay. I don't care very much either way. Hearts grow hard on a windy street. Lips grow cold with the rent to meet. So if you kiss me, if we touch, warning's fair. I don't care very much. Words sound false when your coat's too thin. Feet don't waltz when the roof caves in. So if touch, warning's fair. I don't care very much.
An early demo of a song from Cabaret, which didn't make it in 1966, but has since come back in various iterations. Cabaret remains one of the most provocative musicals in Broadway history. Certainly its treatment of anti-Semitism and the rise of the Nazi Party was absolutely unequaled. No one had ever seen anything like it in a musical, and very few stage plays even, in 1966 in November when it debuted. Here's a song from a studio recording with Jonathan Pryce as the MC, which was one of the most provocative songs in the show. I'll talk a little more about it when the song is over.
I know what you're thinking. You wonder why I chose her out of all the ladies in the world. That's just a first impression. What good's a first impression if you knew her like I do? It would change your point of view. If you could see her through my eyes, you wouldn't wonder at all. If you could see her through my eyes, I guarantee you would fall like I did when we're in public together. I hear society moan, but if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd leave us alone. How can I speak of her virtues? I don't know where to begin. She's clever, she's smart, she reads music. She doesn't smoke or drink gin like I do. Yet when we're walking together, they sneer if I'm holding her hand. But if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd all understand. Understand your objection. I grant you the problem's not small. But if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all.
That was the song as originally written in Boston, and Hal Prince got kind of squeamish at the last minute and changed it to She Isn't a Miskite at All, which you may know from the original cast album. Luckily, the film and other iterations went back to the original, which is great. So as we come to the close, towards the close of Cabaret, again, the shadow of Nazism and anti-Semitism takes over everyone, and it splits up the relationship between Herr Schultz and Frau Schneider. Here is La Dolegna, and then we'll segue into Liza Minnelli giving us the title song.
With time rushing by, what would you do? With the clock running down, what would you do? The young always have the cure, being brave, being sure and free. But imagine if you were me alone. Like me.
and this is the only world I know. Summer homes to let, the sum of a lifetime, even so. I'll take your advice. What would you do? Would you pay the price? What would you do? Suppose simply keeping still means you manage until the end. What would you do, my brave young friend? Grown old like me, with neither the will nor wish to run. Grown tired like me, oh, her is for bed when day is done. Grown wise like me, who isn't at war with anyone, not anyone. With a storm in the wind, what would you do? Suppose you have unfrightened voice being told what the choice must be. Go on, tell me. I will listen. What would you do if you were me?
Sitting alone in your room, come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom, it's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the cabaret. I used to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, "What good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum.
come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, it isn't that long a stay. Life is a cabaret, old chum. It's only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Can anyone knock out a melisma the way that Liza Minnelli can? That was Sally Bowles' big number at the end of the film of Cabaret, of course, sung by Minnelli. That's a point where Sally Bowles had always been seemingly so indomitable and, front-footed, has been set back by a number of things, not the least of which is having to abort a child that she became pregnant with. So it's not a very happy ending, the story of Cabaret. The forces at work in Germany at the time pull everyone apart. It's a show that you would never have thought would be successful, but it ran over 1,100 performances in the 60s, from 1966 on. It's been done, revived now three times on Broadway, a great film, and is an American classic. If you would like to read the libretto to it by Joe Masteroff and the lyrics, I have just edited a series called American Musicals, 1927 to 1969, and you can, Cabaret is, of course, one of them, and that's why we're celebrating it. Well, the nightmare quality of the rise of Hitler's Germany takes over the last part of the show. The last section wasn't really recorded in the original album. Here, thankfully, is from the Broadway, London and Broadway revival in the 90s with Alan Cumming, sort of bringing the nightmarish quality of this incredible theater piece to a close. So, thank you for coming to the Cabaret, and enjoy the wonders of this Kander & Ebb score.
Letzte Ansage, Berlin, Paris Express, Abfahrt 4 Uhr, Bahnsteig 17. Alle einsteigen bitte, letzte Ansage.
Deutsche Grenzkontrolle, Ihren Pass bitte. I hope you have enjoyed your stay in Germany, Mr. Bradshaw. And you'll return again soon.
It's not very likely.
You did not find our country beautiful?
Yes. I found it beautiful.
A good journey, sir.
There was a cabaret. And there was a master of ceremonies. And there was a city called Berlin in a country called Germany. It was the end of the world. And I was dancing with Sally Bowles, and we were both fast asleep.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremda, étranger, stranger.
Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you. Bleib, rest.
Stay.
Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen,
Where are your troubles now? Forgotten? I told you so. We have no troubles here. Here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.